This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show at username lrn.fm. Do send a contact request first, though, before you do that, so we can approve it and get you in here, no problem. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And still to come here tonight, Daryl, you're going to be telling us about a person who was ticketed for using an e-cigarette while driving.
Yes.
I don't know where that happened, but you'll tell us more coming up here in a little bit. If you want to comment on whatever's on your mind, you can join us on the phones here. Police in Washington, according to MSNBC.com, are actually spending their time investigating other crimes as opposed to arresting countless people for marijuana offenses. Because as you know, in 2012, the folks, voters there in Washington State, as well as Colorado, did pass legalization initiatives that essentially took criminality away from possession of cannabis.
Certain amounts.
And it's still illegal to sell without a government permit or whatever, but it's been a big, big change for those places. There are some downsides, like the DUI laws are pretty invasive, like they can take blood samples or something like that.
Right.
And there's some scary stuff that's kind of alongside of this. But the good news is...
And one point before you get to the good news, my understanding of the DUI laws is that those did not change from what the law had been under the medical cannabis, to where if someone had, I think it was 5 nanograms per milliliter of THC in their blood, then they would get cited for driving under the influence of cannabis.
And that's not a lot. And that can mean that somebody who had smoked cannabis several days prior would, you know, if they smoke often enough, would still have that amount in their bloodstream and thereby get a DUI charge. So that there's some real bad parts about the whole scheme over there.
Right.
But the good news is the average marijuana user is not being pestered like they used to by the police. The story from MSNBC.com, the number of misdemeanor charges against adults over the age of 21 for marijuana possession have severely dropped in Washington State after voters approved a ballot measure last election that legalized recreational marijuana use. According to the ACLU, the new marijuana laws have allowed law enforcement officials to spend more time on other criminal offenses instead of marijuana charges. ACLU's Washington State chapter found that in 2013, the number of filed misdemeanor marijuana possession charges amounted to 120. Now, compare that to 2012, when it was still illegal for all possession of cannabis. There were 5,531 cases in the year 2012. So,
wait, is that total cases?
I believe across all of Washington State, yes.
For all crimes?
No. For marijuana possession.
Misdemeanor
marijuana possession.
Okay.
Went from 5,531 cases in 2012 to 120 cases in 2013. Huge difference. That's thousands of people's lives who were not ruined by this particular plant, the possession of this plant, and the men who will put you in a jail cell in all the rest of the 48 states for having possession of these flowers. Now, if you're in Washington or Colorado, you are probably not going to go to jail. The state ballot initiative has freed up time for police officers, says the ACLU, and has refocused the efforts that are typically exerted on misdemeanor marijuana offenses, including basic investigation, paperwork, and court time, to other criminal cases per day. The data strongly suggests that I-502, I guess that was the initiative.
Initiative 502.
Has achieved one of its primary goals, to free up limited police and prosecutorial resources, according to the ACLU's Criminal Justice Policy Council, Mark Cook. He said that the hope is that could free up scarce limited public safety resources to focus on more pressing needs. There's still some concern about the ballot measure, with police officers worrying about underage users potentially getting their hands on marijuana. Currently, Washington's law prohibits people from under 21 from possessing it, so I'm guessing that's where the 120-some cases probably came from. It's probably just, you know...
My guess is a majority would be from underage, and and the rest would be from people that have like over whatever the amount is.
That would be my guess as well. So, if you're over 21, you may possess up to 1 ounce of usable marijuana. But numbers from Washington's Administrative Office of the Court shows misdemeanor possession charges have fallen in the past 2 years among people under 21 as well. Last year, the number of marijuana charges was 1,963 for those under 21. That was in 2013. The number in 2012 was 3,469.
Okay, so the 102 is all people that are over 21.
So those are supposed to be over an ounce then. So the 120, actually.
120.
120 cases in 2013 must be over an ounce cases.
Or people trying to sell without the permits.
I would guess you'd get a different charge for sales. Sales would likely be a felony charge without a permit. But I could be wrong about that. It's attempting to sell marijuana is going to be a different charge than a possession charge. So, going on here, Cook says that racial disparities still exist in the number of marijuana charges. Among the 120 possession charges last year, the data showed that black adults were 3 times more likely to have marijuana possession charges filed against them than white adults. The ratio also pertained to the data before the ballot measure was passed in 2012. So, obviously, changing the law doesn't stop cops from being racist, but at the very least, it does stop the bulk of the arrests. And I think this is great news. I mean, this is solid news that legalization does what it's intended to do, and that is keeps people out of this horrible, this terrible criminal justice system that just destroys people's lives. We talked earlier about the rapper in North Carolina who's facing ridiculous criminal charges because he had an iced tea out in public and was drinking from a can of iced tea, was arrested for that. He's saying he can't find a job because he's got this pending case in front of him. And this happens to a lot of people.
And then the guy in North Carolina, his attorney, is telling him, just go ahead and take the plea deal.
Right, and then get on probation.
Take the plea.
And get on probation for a year.
And we know somebody here in Keene that the public defender told him, just go ahead, take the plea deal. Take the plea.
Well, right, and the person did not take the plea. They did go ahead and move.
Was able to get a continuance. The public pretender was like, there's no way you'll get a continuance. Just take the plea. I'm not ready to do the trial. Take the plea.
Story here at MSNBC has a poll, you know, one of their unscientific internet polls, says, with the dip in misdemeanor charges for marijuana possessions in Washington, do you expect more states to adopt legalization? 93% saying yes, and at a faster clip than expected in the past. So I hope this is, you know, this bodes well for the future. Certainly here in New Hampshire, maybe we can learn from some of the mistakes of the Washington and Colorado initiatives and actually have some sort of level of compassionate marijuana legalization or decriminalization. There's a couple bills coming up here which are being worked on. The legalization bill was recommended to ITL, as it's called, which is inexpedient to legislate, by the Ways and Means Committee in New Hampshire, which it was kind of the second time it had gone around. So the legalization bill in New Hampshire passed the state house
the first time.
Right. This year it passed the state house. It then went to this other committee. So it was in the criminal justice committee to start, then went to the full state house, passed the state house. It was close, but it passed. Then went to the Ways and Means Committee for further
because of the financial analysis.
And it did not come out with a good recommendation. We don't know what's going to happen when it goes back to the full house. I think probably sometime later this month or early next month. So we'll keep you in the loop as to how things go here in New Hampshire. But news like this coming out of Washington State, it's great news. It shows that the police can focus their efforts elsewhere. And if they know that they can't get most people for possession of marijuana, they're probably not going to try as hard to even find the people with the ounces. So again, the 120 people that got arrested presumably for having more than an ounce in 2013, you know, if a cop smells marijuana in a car now, that's not probable cause to search.
Right.
Because the odds are good they probably don't have an ounce with them. So I think there's probably a lot of circumstances where somebody who did have more than an ounce would have gotten caught in 2012 that aren't getting caught today.
Right.
Thanks to legalization. More coming up here with your thoughts. Welcome at 855-450-FREE. E-cigarettes, although, are the new thing for the cops to crack down on. We'll find out more about that.
want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, e-cigarette gets a man, was it ticketed or arrested, Daryl Perry?
Got a ticket.
All right, we'll get to that story here. He was driving, apparently, at the time of using his e-cigarette. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You can get tuned in via our live streams, broadband, mid-band, and narrowband versions, meaning different bit rates for different speed internet connections. One of them will work for you, and they're all free. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn how to get tuned in. Over 140 radio stations air the show at various times throughout the week from coast to coast and beyond. You can get a list of those at listen.freetalklive.com, plus details about our satellite listening options, including free to air, meaning that you can buy some cheap satellite equipment, get it installed, pointed at the right place in the sky, and never have to pay a monthly fee to listen to Free Talk Live or to listen to any of the LRN.fm excellent liberty-oriented content, including Daryl's show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. And also you can tune in to us via our webcam and the listen lines, which are phone lines. You can call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen over the phone. So there's plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Most of them are free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Now, will new technologies enslave mankind or liberate us? It depends on who has the better ideas. In the book Quantum Vibe, Volume 2, Murphy, our favorite mad scientist and his hard-drinking sidekick, continue their epic mission to open a vast new frontier for humankind. As they navigate complex political and corporate intrigues on a terraformed Mars and colonized Vesta, dark forces are plotting to steal, murder, and start an interplanetary war. Whose tech will overcome? Whose ideas will win the day? Quantum Vibe is a popular, liberty-themed sci-fi adventure webcomic, which updates daily at BigHeadPress.com, and the latest volume with 161 full-color pages is available right now at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from the publisher at BigHeadPress.com. And of course, if you go to BigHeadPress.com, you can also read Quantum Vibe in its daily form and other great comics. Go to BigHeadPress.com. Now, if you want to buy some of their graphic novels, you can do that through shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links that you'll find there, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. And then everybody wins. You get the great comics from Big Head Press. Big Head Press makes some money. Amazon makes a little bit of money, and Free Talk Live does as well when you do your shopping for Big Head Press comics through shop.freetalklive.com. More on cannabis here before we go to the e-cigarette story. This is from Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and I've been holding on to this for a little bit. This is great news because we read the story about Dr. Gupta, who's this TV talking head kind of doctor. I guess he's been on CNN quite a bit.
He works for CNN as their chief medical correspondent.
That's correct. And he came out in 2013, I believe, with a documentary called Weed. And he basically, it was a mea culpa. He said he was sorry and that he had not done the research, that he had been ignorant, and that he had been misinforming people over the years. And he was very, very sorry for it. And he was trying to make up for what he'd done to people because he was wrong about marijuana, especially medical marijuana. And that he was sorry. And so he was, you know, making this documentary about medical cannabis to try to make things right. And now he's doubling down, he says, on medical marijuana in an editorial by and for CNN. He explains. He says, it's been 8 months since I last wrote about medical marijuana, apologizing for having not dug deeply into the beneficial effects of this plant and for writing articles dismissing its potential. I apologize for my own role in previously misleading people, and I feel very badly that people have suffered for too long, unable to obtain the legitimate medicine that may have helped them. I've been reminded that a true and productive scientific journey involves a willingness to let go of established notions and get at the truth, even if it's uncomfortable, and even if it means having to say sorry. It's not easy to apologize and take your lumps, but this was never about me. The scientific journey is about a growing number of patients who want the cannabis plant as a genuine medicine, not to get high. It's about emerging science that not only shows and proves what marijuana can do for the body, but provides better insights into the mechanisms of marijuana in the brain, helping us better understand a plant whose benefits have been documented for thousands of years. This journey is also about a draconian system where politics override science and patients are caught in the middle. Since our documentary Weed aired in August, I've continued to travel the world investigating and asking tough questions about marijuana. I've met with hundreds of patients, dozens of scientists, and the curious majority who simply want a deeper understanding of this ancient plant. I've sat in labs and personally analyzed the molecules in marijuana that have such potential but are also a source of intense controversy. I have seen those molecules turned into medicine that has quelled epilepsy in a child and pain in a grown adult. I've known somebody personally who was having epileptic seizures, and they were they had found that marijuana tincture, essentially an oil from the plant, was very, very helpful in preventing those
seizures. Well, there are several different ways that you can make a tincture.
Mm-hmm.
One way that you can do it is to put the actual the buds from the plant into either alcohol or into a glycerin base, and then it draws the THC from the plant.
And then what, do you burn the alcohol away?
Or you could do it that way, or you could
boil it. Boil it away.
Well, if you boil it, then you actually lose some of the THC.
Okay, so do you just dose
it
with the alcohol?
One way you can do it is you can just let it sit for like 6 months. You need like hard grain. You need hard grain alcohol.
Yeah.
So you know you're not mixing it into vodka necessarily. Yeah. You're using like a gin or some other hard grain alcohol. You let it sit, and then the alcohol extracts the THC. The glycerin base, I'm not exactly sure, the recipe for how they do it, but there's some way to where you're drawing out the THC from the plant.
And then you just let it sit for months and it evaporates?
You let it sit, and then there's other things that you add to it to actually get it to be what it is. But I've actually used tinctures for my headaches and my arthritis. And it's one of the few things that works.
Wow. I mean, it's incredibly difficult to find.
Yeah. Because
it's illegal.
Well, not only that, finding cannabis is not difficult. I know
the tincture, though,
dozens of people that I could call to get cannabis.
It's the tincture that's
finding
difficult.
It in either edible forms or in tinctures is difficult because it takes so long to do.
Right.
There's not a lot of people that are going to, hold on to large amounts of cannabis for the months that is needed to make a tincture properly.
But if there were a medical program, then maybe it would become more available.
If there were a medical program,
if it were legal, it certainly would be.
Then there's all kinds of hoops and hurdles that I would have to jump through. Here in New Hampshire, I would have to declare myself a resident, get a New Hampshire driver's license, which I can't get for other reasons, and then establish a 3.5 month relationship with a doctor.
It's ridiculous, the medical program here, but we'll continue with it needs to change. We'll continue with Gupta in a moment.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. select. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And we're telling you about Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He is continuing to speak out about medical cannabis. He's now saying he's doubling down. So he admitted last year that he was wrong about medical cannabis, that he was ignorant, and he was passing on misinformation. And he's really spent, it seems like, the bulk of his year in 2013 doing research and really learning about it. And he's got even more to say. We'll share that with you here in a moment. But another amazing plant, coffee, the coffee plant. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get a free pound of the best of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Coffee is a very absorbent crop, and that means that the organic certification is that much more important. Now, BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, but they're doing something special at BuzzBox that other coffee producers are not doing. They've set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, and they're doing microloans. So if we get enough Free Talk Live listeners to buy their coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com, they'll finance 100 microloans through World Vision, and that's helping change lives by allowing people to make better lives for themselves through these microloans. And the microloans are going for all kinds of different businesses that people are wanting to start around the world in third world countries. So you can help these folks out, and you can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get on their auto ship program. You can adjust the frequency of delivery of your favorite type of coffee. And all you have to do is pay the shipping cost, by the way, to get that free pound. You go to coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can cancel your subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com. So we're sharing the editorial piece here from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He is following up on a documentary that he created called Weed with CNN. He's actually put together a second one called Weed 2, Cannabis Madness. And he's been doing a lot of investigation. He's seen The molecules of cannabis turned into medicine that has quelled epilepsy in a child and pain in a grown adult. He says, I've seen it help a woman at the peak of her life to overcome the ravages of multiple sclerosis. We told you earlier this week about the youngest patient in Oregon. She's 8 or 9 years old and has had her cancer go away. And her parents attribute some of that success to her use of medical cannabis at age 8 or 9 years old, which would be shocking to a lot of people. But it works. It allows her to eat food, keep food down, and they say that it helps combat the negative properties of the chemotherapy that she was receiving. So Gupta goes on. He says, I'm more convinced than ever that it's irresponsible to not provide the best care we can and care that may often involve marijuana. I'm not backing down on medical marijuana. I am doubling down. I should add that, although I've taken some heat for my reporting on marijuana, it hasn't been as lonely a position as I expected. Legislators from several states have reached out to me, eager to inform their own positions and asking to show the documentary to their fellow lawmakers. I've avoided any lobbying, but of course it's gratifying to know that people with influence are paying attention to the film. One place where lawmakers saw a long clip was Georgia, where the state house just passed a medical marijuana bill by a vote of 171-4. Before the legislative session started, most people didn't think this bill had a chance. More remarkable, many doctors and scientists worried about being ostracized for even discussing the potential of marijuana called me confidentially to share their own stories of the drug and the benefit that it has provided to their patients. I will honor my promise not to name them, but I hope this next documentary will enable a more open discussion and advance science in the process. Marijuana is classified as a Schedule I substance, defined as the most dangerous of drugs with no currently accepted medical use. Neither of those statements has ever been factual. Even many of the most ardent critics of medical marijuana don't agree with the Schedule I classification, knowing how it's impeded the ability to conduct needed research on the plant. Because if you want to research marijuana, you've got to get the DEA's permission to do so. Even the head of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Volko, seems to have softened her stance. She told me she believes we need to loosen restrictions for researchers. Along the way, the public has become intensely engaged. Our collective society has paid closer attention to this issue than ever before. And with that increased education, support for medical marijuana has only grown, including in some unexpected places. Pete Carroll, the coach of the Super Bowl-winning Seattle Seahawks, said the National Football League should explore medical marijuana if it helps players. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell hasn't dismissed the idea, saying that if marijuana is reconsidered by the medical establishment, the league would treat it the same as any other medicine. Goodell also says the NFL is following the science that suggests marijuana may help recovery from concussions. Which you might know a thing or two about, Daryl.
Yes, I do, because I've had this nasty post-concussion headache for 2 years, 6 months, and 4 weeks now.
And you say it was the tincture that you tried in the past that helped give you some relief?
Helped give relief from the headache. And the only other thing that has given me relief is a fairly expensive prescription barbiturate.
Whoa.
That has nasty side effects and is very, very addictive.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Yes.
All I know is I heard barbiturates were bad in DARE class. I've never come across anyone offering barbiturates on the street.
Barbiturates are bad, okay?
Just doesn't sound like a good thing.
Yeah, it's barbiturate, caffeine, and acetaminophen mixed together into one pill. And like a month's supply is like $60.
Recently, I had the chance to tell him, this NFL commissioner, that the United States already holds a patent on medical marijuana for that very purpose. That is the concussion thing. Patent number 6630507. Cannabinoids are found to have particular application as neuroprotectants. For example, in limiting neurological damage from ischemic insults, such as stroke or trauma. However, this particular issue still bothers me. How can the government deny the benefits of medical marijuana, even as it holds a patent for those very same benefits? Members of the Food and Drug Administration declined my repeated requests for an interview. This past year, President Barack Obama told the New Yorker magazine that, quote, I don't think marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol, unquote. And yet, as alcohol remains available to any adult, the president has not moved to remove marijuana from the list of the most tightly controlled substances in the country, which he could do. As
yes.
the head of the executive branch, he could order the DEA to remove that from the Schedule 1.
But he claims he doesn't have the authority to do that.
So he claims he's wrong.
He also claims that he has the authority to have the NSA spy on your telephone and, you know, read through your emails. So things that he wants to do,
sure,
he claims he has the authority to do.
He's
things he doesn't want to do, he claims he doesn't have the authority to do.
Since I started my reporting on this topic, says Gupta, I've mostly resisted temptation to inject a subjective moral equivalency into this discussion, such as pitting alcohol against marijuana or reminding you cocaine and methamphetamine are actually more available than marijuana to patients, physicians, and medical researchers. They are Schedule II drugs with recognized medical uses. Or telling you that on average, a person dies every 19 minutes in this country from a legal prescription drug overdose, while it is virtually unheard of to die from a marijuana overdose. But with a discussion like this, consistency does matter, and terms matter too. We're talking about a medicine known scientifically as cannabis. In order for people to start thinking of the substance as medicine, perhaps we should start calling it by its medical name, something that was suggested to me by medical marijuana advocates pretty much everywhere I went this year. I've tried to pull together these latest developments in our new documentary, Cannabis Madness. Although the 1936 film Reefer Madness was propaganda made to advance an agenda with dramatic falsehoods and hyperbole, I hope you'll find Cannabis Madness an accurate reflection of what is happening today, injected with the best current science. You'll meet families all across the country, stay-at-home mom from Ohio, nurse practitioner from Florida, insurance salesman from Alabama, more than 100 families who all have left jobs, homes, friends, and family behind, and moved to Colorado to get the medicine that relieves their suffering. As things stand now, many of these good people don't ever get to return home. Why? Because transporting their medicine, even if it's a non-psychoactive cannabis oil, could get them arrested for drug trafficking. And so they are stuck. Cannabis refugees. Continue with his thoughts. There's a few more of them. Take yours as well at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dried Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dried Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-4255. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, we're here, and you may call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. If you haven't seen it yet, what are you waiting for? You can go over and check it out for free. It's a feature-length documentary film shot almost exclusively here in New Hampshire by members of the Free State Project or participants in the Free State Project, and it's a very entertaining film. I had the pleasure of being the executive producer. You can watch it in its entirety on YouTube by going to victimlesscrimespree.com. If you like the movie, you can buy it on DVD for under $10 at Amazon, Walmart, and a variety of other locations.
And it's online. A different version that's on the DVD than what you can view online.
The director's cut is the version that is on the DVD.
Plus, what, like 7 hours of
bonus footage?
Bonus footage.
Yep, and the commentary tracks. More than one. There's the commentary track with me, Derek J., and Bo Davis, the editor of the film. And then there's the solo commentary track with just Derek J. So we really did pack in the bonuses on that DVD, and I had a lot of fun doing it. So go and check it out, victimlesscrimespree.com. Looking forward to having Derek J. back here in New Hampshire. That's coming up here within the next couple months, I think. So I really want to get him back on the show, and I don't know how I'm going to pull that off because I don't want to have to tell somebody they can't come on.
Hold on. But there's an empty chair
Friday
on
night.
Fridays.
There you go. I like the way you think, Daryl. Let's do that. Let's plan for see if we can get Derek J. to commit to Friday nights. That would be awesome. All right, so our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about the e-cig thing if we get the chance. Want to make sure we get out the rest of Sanjay Gupta's piece here from CNN.com. He's their go-to medical correspondent. He's changed his position dramatically, 180 degrees on medical marijuana. In fact, now he says he's doubling down on it after having met so many people, more than 100 families he interviewed for his most recent documentary, Weed 2, Cannabis Madness. These are people who have made a huge change in their lives. They moved to Colorado from all around the country because that's where they can get their medicine. He says you'll meet them, and if you're like me, you'll be heartbroken to hear their stories. But you'll also have a lump in your throat when you see the raw, true love these parents have for their sick children. History books may one day draw a parallel between this chapter of medical marijuana and the story of David and Goliath. playing the role of David Slingshot, which ultimately brought Goliath to his knees, would be 2-year-old Vivian Wilson. She inspired her father to challenge the system in a spectacular way that caused a nation to stop for a moment and take note. For months, we have filmed and followed the Wilson family with all their trials and tribulations, and you'll meet the whole family in the upcoming documentary. I'm a father first, myself, and foremost. I don't want my children taking or being offered a psychoactive substance. As a neurosurgeon, I know that the developing brain is more susceptible to the most harmful effects of cannabis, and that brain development continues well into our mid-20s. I also worry that generations from now, that my great-grandkids will find internet headlines referring to me as the pot doc. I do hope they also will read the rest of the story and understand the lives of the countless people who have suffered needlessly when a plant could have helped. I hope they know that I've dedicated my time to researching the medical literature, speaking to the scientists in person, and piecing together a fact-based presentation meant to educate, not frighten. I hope future generations won't consider me naive. Yes, I know there's a concern that many people out there will feign ailments just to get marijuana, but withholding legitimate treatment for the needy is a very unjust way of addressing that concern. As a physician and reporter, I feel a deeper obligation to present the real stories, soundly supported with the science from all over the world. When I first apologized for my previous marijuana reporting, I was thinking about the impact that that reporting may have had on Charlotte Figge. She's a sweet little girl whose brain was locked in nearly nonstop seizure activity. Without success, she tried 7 different medications, stringent diets, and high-dose supplements. Modern medicine had nothing more to offer, which is why her parents turned to an ancient plant. As you know, it worked. And as you'll see, she's one of so many patients out there suffering from different ailments who believe cannabis rescued them when nothing else did. For the conditions like Charlotte's, the American Epilepsy Society says there are 1 million people for whom existing therapies do not control their seizures. The society recently said anecdotes about medical marijuana give reason for hope and said it supports well-controlled studies that will lead to a better understanding of the disease and the development of safe and effective treatments. You should know that Charlotte continues to do well. When I saw her around the holidays, she ran over and gave me a hug. She looked me in the eyes, took me by the hand, and led me all around to meet her friends. She's a delightful, happy, and now healthy little girl. I know the discussion around this topic will no doubt get heated. I have felt that heat. But I feel a greater responsibility than ever to make sure those heated discussions are also well informed by science. And he invites you to watch his documentary, which again is called Weed 2, Cannabis Madness. It premiered apparently about 2 weeks ago, so I'm sure if you look online, you can probably find it. Good stuff. We'll go to your calls and thoughts here. Charles, listening in West Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Charles.
Good day. How are
you? Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, a couple things. Dr. Gupta.
Yes.
I think that might be the Dr. Gupta that was David Letterman's doctor that kept him alive with heart disease when the rest of them would.
I'll take your word for it.
There's a couple of them. He had him on there one day. If I see his face, I'd recognize him. But the extraction of the oils and the essentials out of cannabis is not that hard. It's a simple reflux process. It's sort of akin to percolating coffee. Instead of putting the coffee in the basket in the percolator, you put the cannabis. Instead of putting water in, you put the alcohol. And here in West Virginia, we can get high-grade alcohol. And the alcohol percolates up, vaporizes, goes back down through. It just keeps doing that. So you wear that out, and then you put some more cannabis in the basket and do it over and over and over. Then you just put the container in on, let's say, the water heater overnight for a day or two, and the results are in the bottom.
Or there you go.
We're retaining it into the cannabis. Just put some cannabis down in the bottom, mix it up real good, and let it evaporate then. This is my personal knowledge. I've read all this in a book. first-hand knowledge.
We believe you, Charles. You know, you're right. It's not a complicated process, but I think the point Daryl was making earlier is that, you know, your average cannabis dealer isn't going to go through that process.
Right.
It is still time-consuming, and so while it's simple, it is still a process. And so, yes, anybody who really is interested enough could research it and set up a very similar system in there.
And from what I've heard, if you do boil it, then you're losing some of the substance or some of the THC. So to do a tincture properly, you just need to let it sit in the alcohol for upwards of 6 months, and then you get the full amount of THC out of the cannabis.
You don't have to boil it. It just has to evaporate at 96.4 degrees. To go up to the top, then come back down through. You have a coolant of some kind, or just natural air coolant on top of it will do it.
And then something else that people need to realize is there are two different types of cannabis. There's
right.
cannabis sativa and cannabis indica, and they each have different effects.
That's true.
And the tinctures that I have found that work for me are 50-50 blends, to where it's half indica, half sativa.
Well, that's where you go into the seed. You raise that from the seed. Cultivation is the beginning of the whole thing.
Yeah, well, that's another tricky part, though, is if you're in a place where cannabis is illegal, finding out whether or not your drug dealer is going to offer you sativa or indica is a very, very difficult process.
Right.
Usually it's just you get what you get.
We got Purple Kush, and we got this other stuff.
If there's even a name for it. Charles, thank you for your non-personal expertise, or thank you for relaying to us the things you've heard about cannabis. I appreciate the call tonight, I really do. Let's go to Nathan. He is on the line via Skype in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
I thought the most interesting thing about that quote you read from Gupta was that line about subjective moral equivalence. Did you hear that?
Yes.
Is he, because he's making a moral argument, isn't he? But he's unwilling to actually go, you know, the full way and compare alcohol and marijuana.
Well, he said he's mostly resisted the temptation to inject that moral equivalence, the subjective moral equivalency, and then he goes ahead and makes several comparisons.
Right, but maybe I misheard. It sounded like he was just trying to avoid that and make other comparisons.
And I think he's saying he's mostly tried to avoid that, but then he goes on to point out that marijuana is nothing like cocaine and methamphetamine, but those are Schedule II drugs.
Well, one thing that I think is interesting that Gupta pointed out is we don't have enough research, so therefore it should not be Schedule I. When Nixon was president, the Schaefer Commission said the same thing, but they kept it Schedule I.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, Daryl, hold on to that e-cig story. We'll see you tomorrow on freetalklive.com.
Flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. Get donor oak laminate flooring for only 49 cents a square foot. Exotic black mamba hand-scraped bamboo for just $189. Even 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory hardwood for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. They've got free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call. Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.